name's Alex Donaldson, and I will be conducting this interview today on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 15th of September 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, if that's okay, and where you're from.
Yeah, Michael Prizeman, Michael John Prizeman. I'm 42 and I come from Sittingbourne in Kent.
And how are you this evening?
I'm not too bad, thank you.
So, can I just ask how you heard initially about the project?
I saw it on the news. And it intrigued me, but yeah, I saw it on the news initially.
And what was it that actually inspired you to participate?
Inspired me? I don't know if I was actually inspired, but I like the idea of being this large and this old and this ugly, but yet still being a work of art. I think that's quite novel, you know. Yeah, other people might look at you and think that you're not that attractive, but yet you're going to be classed as a piece of artwork. And I think that's quite intriguing.
So have you been following the project so far?
Yes, I've been watching what other people have been doing and following it that way, looking on the internet each morning to see what everybody at 1 o'clock in the morning did so that I'd know not to do the same thing or... Yeah, or even that it was okay just to sit up there and do nothing for an hour, which I've watched some people do, which I'm sure is fine. I'm sure it's not all about giving; it's probably about receiving something from it as well. So,
could you talk a little bit about what you're planning on doing today?
What I'm planning on doing, I should just talk a little bit, I think, about me, who I am, but I've also brought an instrument with me, which I've not played for many years, and I may well get that out and play a couple of very easy tunes this evening, but we'll see how brave I feel later on.
So what exactly are you going to be talking about? You said you're going to talk about yourself?
Yeah, about me. I mean, the idea is, as I understand it, that... the whole thing is about the people that go on the plinth, and it's supposed to be a snapshot of the people in the UK at the moment. So I'll probably just talk about me, who I am, what I do, that kind of thing.
So could you tell me a little bit about yourself? Just kind of, as you say, a snapshot.
42 years old. I'm a manager of a small electrical store in Sittingbourne. We're up, been nominated for Swell Business of the Year, which is quite nice. So I shall find out later this week whether we won or whether I just go to an evening and get a free meal. Either way, it'll be quite nice. I was born in Sittingbourne. I was a member of the Salvation Army for about 20 years, until I left about 5 or 6 years ago. So yeah, it's been a very varied and a very interesting life so far.
Whereabouts are you living at the moment?
Sittingbourne in Kent.
And how long have you been there for?
I've lived in Sittingbourne all my life. Yeah, I've never left or gone away. I now live not that far from where I was living when I was with my parents. So I've not even moved very far. But it's a nice town. It's reasonably safe and comfortable.
And what would you say your kind of main interests are?
Oh, I enjoy music. I enjoy my work. I breed guinea pigs, which is an interest that I've had since I had my first two when I was a child. So that's a hobby that I have. And music, I love listening to music, various different kinds. But playing, but usually only in my own bedroom. So.
When you say you're going to be playing something that you haven't been playing in a very long time, what instrument is this?
It's a tenor horn. You usually see it in brass bands. You know, sort of, you don't usually hear it as an instrument on its own. I used to play in the Salvation Army band, and that was music for a purpose. And when I stopped being in the band, the purpose kind of went out of playing the music. So it's why I've not really played out before. So. We'll see. So it won't just be a case of picking up an instrument and playing it. It'll be a case of picking up all the baggage that came with it when I used to play. before, so we'll see.
What do you think the reason for you stopping was?
What, stopping playing? Well, you have to be in uniform in the Salvation Army to play in the Salvation Army band. But the purpose of the music there is to play to God or to share God's message through music. It's music with a purpose. And when I came out of uniform, you can't play in the band anymore. So, and I did try going to another band and playing, just a normal band. And the music without purpose just seemed hollow. So I, it wasn't fulfilling in any way. So I just stopped. But
could you talk a little bit about working for the Salvation Army, and what you kind of learnt from your experience there?
Oh, it's the Salvation Army takes you into all sorts of places that you don't normally get to go to, and you get to see this huge, varied society in which we live, from its lowest to its highest points. I mean, one Christmas we went to one of the local rehab centres, where we collected socks and things. We went and played carols for them at lunchtime. You know, the homeless and people like that. And then we sat down with them and had Christmas dinner, which Marks and Spencers had very kindly donated on little plastic trays and things. But you sat down and talked to them and gave them their presents. And we stayed in town, and then in the evening we went to a big corporate event at some banking do in town, where they were all sat there in their bow ties and everything, and you know, having a 5-course meal. And you know, it's, I think what the Salvation Army, you know, enabled me to do was just see life to its full contrast. You know, it was a great experience.
Would you say you're quite a charitable individual?
Yes, I think I am. I mean, at work we've just had a big charity event that we arranged, where we raised over £1,200. So yes, I organised and ran that, so yes.
So you say you work for an IT company?
No, I work for a TV company, selling TVs and videos and DVDs and washing machines and things like that. So.
Okay. And how long have you been working there for?
On the 1st of October, would have been there for 14 years. So.
And you enjoy it? You're happy continuing?
Yes, I love it. There's not many people that can say that. If I didn't, I wouldn't stay there. But yes, I love the job. It's great.
So where were you born? Where did you kind of grow up?
I was born on the Isle of Sheppey, which is right next to Sittingbourne. Escaped from there pretty quickly to Sittingbourne, and I was brought up in Sittingbourne by my mum and dad.
And what was your childhood like?
My childhood was lovely. My parents were always around. They were very kind people. My dad worked hard. My mum looked after us whilst he was out of work. And they were lovely individuals. They still are. They're still with me, thankfully. So,
are you married?
Nope, single.
And in life, what's important to you at the moment?
Paying the mortgage is important to me at the moment. I'm about 3 years away from paying the final payment on my mortgage, so that's always been something I've wanted to get out of the way. And then it leaves you open to doing other things with the money, like travelling and things like that. But yeah, what's important at the moment is just being happy. Yeah, and that doesn't necessarily come from monetary things or even from being with somebody.
How would you describe yourself?
How would I describe myself? In a very self-effacing way, probably, if I was being honest. I don't have a high opinion of myself. But I think if you take an all-round view, I think I'm a pretty okay guy, to be quite honest.
Why do you think you don't have a very high opinion of yourself?
Me? I don't have a low opinion of myself, but it depends how you judge somebody, really. I mean, if you judge people in the way that society judges them, and funnily enough, we're having a debate with a friend about this the other night, then on probably all of the counts that society would judge you on. I haven't really ticked a lot of the boxes, I suppose. I'm not married, I haven't got children, I don't have a great career, I live in a small terraced house, I've never learnt to drive. But on a lot of the other levels, you know, I'm quite at ease with myself as a person.
And just to go back to your hour, are you doing it for anybody in particular or yourself?
I think I'm doing it for myself, to be honest. Yeah. Not for anyone else, no.
Do you think that the experience will have an effect on you?
I think the experience will be something that I can say later on, I did that. You know, it's something that I stood up and achieved. Yeah, and I think that'll be good. It might give me a bit more confidence in the future.
Whilst on the plinth, are you wanting to look to engage with people?
I won't not engage with them, but no, I'm probably not looking to particularly engage with them. No, I'll engage with people. The net's there, so of course you're engaging with people just by being up there and talking, because you're not talking to yourself because other people are listening in. So I suppose I engage by default.
So what do you think of this art project so far? Have you been following it?
Yes, I think the art project has been very entertaining. I think it's been very good. I think it's been particularly good where it's pushed boundaries and challenge people's thinking. I think it's also been good where it's actually gone the other way and it's done absolutely nothing and you just see somebody standing there being themselves. I think that's also, you know, been quite good too. A contrast.
So, your hour, what exactly are you taking up with you?
I'm taking up a musical instrument, some music books, and that's about it, and myself.
You say you have an interest in music.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of style do you like listening to?
What kind of music do I like listening to at home? All sorts. It's quite eclectic. But I have a very sad taste in music, which comes with being a teenager in the 80s. So, which is apparently having a revival, so I suppose it's not that sad after all. But yes, mostly dour pop songs and you know, Stop Aitken and Waterman tracks and things like that.
Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, thank you very much.